Welcome to the National Retiree Legislative Network podcast, produced by and for America's retirees and those over age 50. I'm Bill Catterite, president of the NRLN and your podcast host. If you're listening to this podcast, go to NRLN.org, click the NRLN videos and podcast color icon in the middle of our homepage, then select an episode number to view videos and including tables and charts. On the NRLN.org webpage taskbar, click Contact Us tab, select Contact NRLN, where you can send an email or call toll-free at 866-360-7197. Please offer your comments, questions, and suggestions. This video is about Medicare enrollment 2020, and the first writing of Episode 4 would have been taking us 35 minutes to watch, so we divided the contents into two episodes. Episode 4, this episode, will cover collecting Medicare plan enrollment information. We will use this information in Episode 5 to analyze and summarize findings and provide you the tools that you can use in making your enrollment decisions. And introductory comments will be reviewed three enrollment preparation steps. I want to acknowledge and thank those who responded to our request for questions and section suggestions regarding Medicare enrollment. We incorporated your concerns and input about pre-existing conditions and the Affordable Health Care Act in the introduction of this video, and others are addressed in the episodes themselves. With the exception of adding Medicare preventative care benefits and retaining the Medicare Advantage Plan Quality Bonus Plan and five-star rating scheme, the Affordable Care Act was passed to improve health care affordability and access to it for the uninsured, but only those under age 65. A major feature of the ACA was the inclusion of protection for those under age 65 with pre-existing conditions so they could be eligible for health care insurance coverage. The Supreme Court will soon rule on whether or not the ACA remains in force as it is today. We've heard the President say that the use of pre-existing conditions to deny health care insurance coverage would be abolished under his new health care plan, but it is yet to be determined who he is talking about. Those under age 65 who are affected by the Affordable Care Act today only, or everyone, including those in Medicare who would also benefit from that change. Collecting plan information is the first step in preparing for the 2020 Medicare enrollment. We should read our plan annual notice of change document we received in September and evidence of coverage received in late October, actually on the 15th of October. This is the perfect time for you to use your Medicare & You 2021 handbook. This is it here, and keep it handy. The 2020 enrollment period began on October 15 and ends on December 7, but there is plenty of time to evaluate your options and then decide when you are confident about your choices. If you don't have a handbook, get one at Medicare.gov. Click to get the Medicare & You handbook on the helpful links list at the bottom of the homepage. And you can download a PDF copy, go to the bottom of the homepage also, where you can order a paper handbook by calling 800-633-4227 to get one mailed to you. There are about 64 million Medicare enrollees, and 22 million of them are on Medicare Advantage plans. 5 million of those, or 20% of the 22 million, are in company or union Medicare Advantage plans that are mostly PPO plans. Company and union Medicare Advantage PPO plans are privately negotiated and terms are not publicly available. Enrollees usually have no reason to switch plans, but may in the unlikely event their PPO plan would be terminated. If you have unique questions about your PPO plans, forward them first to your association or chapter leaders and to us if necessary. The next step, or step two, of the process of collecting the right information is developing a personal risk inventory. This is a simple written one-page or less personal inventory of your health care and how that might change as you age based on what you know about your personal situation. For example, are there any chronic illnesses common among your family history, like diabetes, COPD, emphysema, high blood pressure, kidney disease, cancer, etc.? If major or chronic illnesses are common in your family, you might expect them to occur or affect you later in life. It's not easy to project, but expectations may help you decide What health care plan is best for you? If you are 65, signing up for the first time, or thinking about switching plans, insurability issues are critical because in Medicare, pre-existing conditions may reduce or eliminate your choices and cost much more. If you don't get in the best plan for you initially, or you wait too long to switch while you are healthy, it may not be possible to switch to one 5 or 10 years later. And even if you can, it may be prohibitively expensive to do so. Also, if you switch, you may not be able to switch back. Page 74 of your handbook explains this information very well. In step 3, we're going to talk about the focus of the episodes and the standard baseline. The focus of our two episode series is an ongoing comparison of contrasting original Medicare A and B with original Medicare A and B and a Medigap plan, and with Medicare Advantage, local HMO plans, and local PPO plans currently sold to seniors in the Villages, Florida community where many NRLN members live. You can select different plans from selection in your own state and areas as you think may be necessary. A standard baseline is the discipline that must be followed in order to ensure fair comparisons among plans. Our standard is that if we never accept political hype, insurance industry, marketing rhetoric, or war stories like premiums are going up or premiums are going down, deductibles are too high or too low, our plan doesn't require copayment or coinsurance payments, and that out-of-pocket maximum is always the best protection. A good example of what not to listen to is the misleading Joe Namath and other Medicare Advantage commercials where it is said, you will rarely see a premium, or you can't get these free benefits unless you sign up now. The facts are that rarely can you find an HMO plan that includes a premium. All of us over age 65 must pay $144.60 a month to Medicare for all A and B benefits, regardless of which plan we're in. So-called free benefits are paid for with our income tax dollars, all of us, not just those in Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare pays rebates to Medicare Advantage insurers who must use that money to reduce enrollees' premium, deductible, copay, and coinsurance obligations. This is called cost sharing, or they may buy us new benefits. What Joe Namath and in the industry call free benefits are in fact subsidized by the government, our tax money. Our baseline demands that you should always add 12 times the planned monthly premium and the annual deduction to arrive at a fixed annual cost for both combined. Then second, examine copay and coinsurance cost and how often you use them and what the cost of that might be. Then add your inventory of personal health risks to the pile. And fourth, compare all of this with your out-of-pocket maximum limits to see what your ultimate protection is. Then after weighing all of these factors, the last step is consider what you know about plan switches and risks and pre-existing conditions. This baseline of all of these will help you make a better plan choice by December 7 and throughout the year. Premium, deductible, copay, and coinsurance information for plans is available by state and area and can be viewed, downloaded, and printed at Medicare.gov. A copy of this presentation in Episode 4, including instructions on how to use Medicare.gov to get copies of these materials, is posted on the NRLN.org website today, and there are copies downloaded for the Villages plans right here. In episode number 5, a Medicare enrollment 2021, we will apply information from episode number 4. Suggest tools to use in analyzing healthcare plans that hopefully will reduce confusion, frustration, and help us make plan choices right for us. To see episode 5, go to NRLN.org, click the NRLN videos and podcast color icon in the middle of our homepage, then select episode 5 to view this important video, including tables and charts. Stay current with news that affects you through our emails and on our website at NRLN.org. There you will find links to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. On NRLN.org, also click the NRLN video podcast color icon, as I mentioned earlier, in the middle of our homepage to select podcast episodes and videos. On the NRLN.org webpage last, on the taskbar, click the Contact Us tab and select Contact the NRLN. Send an email or call us at 866-360-7197. Ask questions, offer suggestions, offer new topics, and sign up to get our NRLN messages, our action alerts, and advance information about coming videos and podcasts. Until next time, stay safe out there and enjoy your life. Seniors, don't forget, are very special.